Here's Monitor Mouse on NBC.
Build a better mousetrap and the world will beat a path to your door, right? Wrong. That's what inventor Carl Smith found out after he devised a unique rearview mirror. Listen as he talks about the reaction, or lack of it, to his invention with reporter James Wilson.
Mr. Smith, you have received much publicity nationwide in recent weeks, recent months, about your invention for a rearview mirror. Could you outline exactly what it is that you've come up with?
Yes. I have invented an over-the-top vision mirror that has a 100-degree effectiveness in rear and side vision. And what is different about it is the fact that it goes over the top of an automobile. Now, the scientific world has tested it and have told the government, as a result of testing my mirror, that all present mirrors are obsolete. The only answer is over the top with a 90 to 100-degree mirror.
Now, with this, you have a panoramic view of everything behind you without any obstruction?
Yes. In fact, my mirror is so effective that I can block out all the side glass and rear glass in my car and make instant freeway lane changes. And here is a point that I would like to tell you, too, that once you can do this, then you have heretofore unknown solutions for whiplash, neck, weak car tops, and a better seatbelt anchorage point. The reason being that nothing inside my car is a viewing obstruction, not a passenger's head, not a post, not anything. Therefore, I could put seats clear to the roof, and it would never cause a viewing obstruction. I could run a center support from the center of an automobile to the center of a top, which would catch a roll bar. So therefore, I have a solution for a stronger car top. And thirdly, once you're running these bars through the center of your car, through the backrests of seats, you have a new point of seatbelt anchorage, where the seatbelt, rather than causing people to swing like a pendulum in a crash, would be anchored directly to the force of pull.
With all of the safety measures connected with this and the endorsement of many scientists who have studied it, why hasn't it become a part of the American automobile?
Well, this is the tragedy. The government has been told that over-the-top vision to a 90 to 100 degree standard is the only solution for auto vision. And yet with the recent announcement of a safer automobile, the government has set only a 24 degree standard as a minimum to work from. And this is the tragedy, because here we have 90 to 100 degrees that is available immediately, and yet we're only going to get a 24 degrees out of all of this new auto safety program.
Do you foresee a change in government attitude and in perhaps the attitude of the automobile manufacturers?
No, I think what will happen now is that they will go ahead with the plans that they have. What they're going to do is they're spending $7.7 million to build four safer automobiles, and then they're going to crash them. And then as a result of that study, they will decide on something to build. Now that is at least 3 or 4 years away yet.
Have you shown your mirror to automobile manufacturers?
Oh, yes. As a result of my challenge at the auto hearings, I went on to Detroit, and they all drove my car, and they were absolutely astounded about it. There is no question there. In fact, my witness, which I asked for in Congress, reported to the nation on how astounded the auto industry was with this mirror. The tragedy, then, is, in my case, is that they've had a mirror study. They've been told that a 90 to 100 degree over-the-top mirror is the standard, is what should be adopted. And in turn, they turn around and only give a 24-degree mirror. This is a real tragedy.
Carl Smith of Auberry, California, a man with an invention for a rear-view mirror that extends across the top of the car, clear across the top, to give an unobstructed view of what's going on behind the driver. An invention that the scientific world feels will help make driving on America's highways much safer. A man with an invention that is virtually being ignored by the government and the automobile manufacturers. This is Jim Wilson reporting for Monitor.
Which brings up a question in my mind. I wonder, could the individual go out and buy one of these? I was wondering why he doesn't market it. Oh, I suppose that takes an awful lot of money. Well, this festival called Monitor will continue after we wander over to the newsroom to check on the world's business. My name's Henry Morgan.